Pretoria and Emalahleni 20, Johannesburg 18, Rustenburg 22 degrees.
In central Johannesburg, expect delays on the link to the M2 West on Heidelberg Road.
City Power says Johannesburg Emergency Services has successfully put out the fire from the underground tunnels in Bromfontein, and teams are set to be given the clearance to access the site today. So far, technicians have managed to restore about 17% of affected customers situated in Bromfontein, Parktown West, Newtown Junction and surrounding areas. City Power is meanwhile urging residents to remain patient as they work to resolve the issue. A body believed to be that of a three-year-old boy went missing near the Doornkop mine in Roodepoort in the west of Johannesburg has been found. He disappeared while playing with friends last weekend. Selakile Dwaba has more.
3-year-old Mojale Fazavuli was reported missing on Sunday after he failed to return home. Family, friends and residents of the Tebisong community have been searching for him ever since. Yesterday, a body believed to be that of Savuli was recovered in a dam. That's the area where he was last seen. An autopsy report is yet to be carried out. Police say investigations continue. Selakile Dwaba, Jacaranda FM News.
On to today's big court news. It's judgment day in the Jocelyn Smith kidnapping trial. The six-year-old girl from Middle Posts in Saldanha Bay in the Western Cape disappeared in February last year. Her mother, Kelly Smith, along with Joaquin Apollos and Stefano van Rijn, faced charges of kidnapping and human trafficking in connection with her disappearance. For more, go to jacarandfm.com and click on news. The Public Servants Association says it's alarmed by the recent revelation that an estimated 1.4 billion rand has been stolen from South African trusts by unscrupulous legal practitioners. The association's Claude Nyker says this shocking figure highlights significant vulnerabilities. He says that the fact that 561 reported cases of trust fund theft remain unprosecuted is unacceptable.
The PSA called on the National Prosecuting Authority, the Legal Practice Council and other regulatory bodies to prioritize the prosecution of these cases and to implement stringent measures to safeguard trust funds. It is imperative that the integrity of the legal profession is restored and that those responsible for these heinous acts are held accountable.
And finally, they say cats have nine lives, and this was proven when a cat fell alongside a couple into a 115-meter canyon and was the only survivor of the incident, which occurred in the US. According to the Best Friend Animal Society, the feline was found in a black soft-sided carrier that was dirty and torn but seemed to have weathered the fall fairly well. Staff estimates the cat is around 12 years old. It was found next to two people, a couple that local authorities said died after falling from a popular tourist spot within the Bryce Canyon National Park in the U.S. state of Utah earlier this week. I'm Chanel September. More news to follow at 11.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
Kicking off 30 minutes of more music you love is Tones and I with Dance Monkey. My name is Danny Painter in for Ilana Africa Bread and Camp. It's 5 minutes past 10.
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine.